He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Good afternoon on the East Coast. Good morning on the West Coast. And it's now 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and you're listening to the Paul Drockton Radio Program. And my website, internettruth.org, that's I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T, truth.org, where you will find the Republic Broadcasting banner. And to listen into the show, just click on the banner. And obviously, there's a lot to talk about today, my friends, but I want to let you know that you always have the opportunity to call in to my program. The number is 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. And a lot of things going on in the news. And obviously the big story is that people are not supporting gun control in this country. And I'm amazed. I think it's very, very encouraging that people actually recognize that our only defense against tyranny is the right to own guns. You know, if you look at the history of this country and you look at the history of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the founders understood it. And the only thing tyranny fears is an armed populace. It's just that simple. You go back to any tyrannical government and they disarm their citizens because they know that we outnumber them. And so the key is, in order for us to maintain the balance of power between citizenry and government, we've got to have the right to bear arms. It's just that simple. And as I said before, very encouraging that Americans are saying no to gun control. I think they're waking up to some degree. I really do. Obviously, a long way to go. And the fact is that New York Times came out today and just admitted that pretty much all media, mainstream media, is censored by the government. Now, I believe that it isn't so much the government as it is the shadow government, which obviously is the organization working to bring about this new world order through our intelligence agencies and through undermining other governments, stable governments, and replacing potential republics with dictatorships. And in one of the most shocking articles that the New York Times has ever put out, a New York Times reporter has openly admitted that virtually every major mainstream news organization allows government bureaucrats and campaign officials to censor their stories. For example, almost every major news organization in the country has agreed to submit virtually all quotes from anyone involved in the Obama campaign or the Romney campaign to gatekeepers for quote approval before they'll be published. If the gatekeeper in the Obama campaign does not want a certain quote to get out, the American people will not see it. And the same thing applies to the Romney campaign. The goal is to keep the campaigns as on message as possible and to avoid gaffes at all costs. But this kind of thing is not just happening with political campaigns. According to the New York Times, quote approval has become commonplace throughout Washington. In other words, if you see a quote in the newspaper from someone in the federal government, then it is safe to say that a gatekeeper has almost certainly reviewed that quote and has approved it. This is why this network is so critical. That is why the Paul Drockton Radio Show is so critical, because you're getting uncensored news, my friends. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton radio program and my website, internettruth.org, where you can also find Drockton Bullion. Whether you're looking for 90% silver coins, U.S. coins minted before 1965, or you're looking for pure silver bullion or pure gold bullion, American Eagles, American Maples, all you need to do is email me, pdrockton, D-R-O-C-K-T-O-N, at AOL.com. Okay, we're going to listen to another audio clip here. I want to continue with Kathy O'Brien's story because you can't really understand what these guys are doing unless you understand mind control. You just have to understand what they're doing, and I want to get beyond all the hype and all the mystery of this stuff because it isn't really that hard to understand.
Because it was well known that any child that was so abused to be used in child pornography would be suffering from this dissociative disorder. This disorder is a prime basis for mind control, as had been learned through the Himmler studies on multi-generationally abused children. In the early 60s, Project Paperclip was in full swing. The Nazi and fascist scientists had been imported to the United States, were put into key positions, and information was gleaned from them on what Adolf Hitler was using as mind control in Nazi Germany. This Project Paperclip that brought the information in was being taken in by the CIA and a criminal faction of the government that was very much interested in how to control the mind of individuals as well as control the minds of a population more so than had occurred in Nazi Germany, because those people had actually broke free of the Hitler plan to with the war, but yet the war was so traumatizing that it still left them unable to think for themselves to the point where they became socially engineered. So there's a great deal of information that was being brought into this country regarding the effects of trauma on the human mind. A local politician that was sanctioning this child pornography ring was associated with my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge. Blue Masonic Lodge oftentimes has key individuals within a community who are involved in politics, or in this particular case, it was quite a criminal faction of politics and businessmen, police officers, and just other local politicians as well. When this one particular politician came to my father and told him he could receive immunity from prosecution if he would sell me into MK Ultra mind control, my father was thrilled. He agreed to sell me into the project and was trained in how to raise me for MK Ultra. My father was immediately flown to Boston, Massachusetts, where he was given the information on the language of the subconscious, or how to speak to the subconscious mind. And that's NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming. Because by that time, the abuse was extensive to the point where when extreme trauma occurs in certain situations, such as like when a person is in an automobile accident, you may have heard stories where they had a near-death experience and it was as though their spirit were above everything and looking down on the event from a high-up position. It's as though the spirit takes flight from the body in order to escape the pain, and there's like an overview of it. And within that overview, very oftentimes after people survive, they can recall very key events that have occurred around their accident, such as other license plate numbers, or maybe even something more on a spiritual level where they feel love energy of someone who is praying. There are many different aspects that people come back and report from this higher up view of when an extreme near-death trauma has occurred to the point where their spirit had left and then reattaches. And when it comes back, there is that photographic memory surrounding the trauma as well. These are natural phenomena that are associated with the human body that was well known by those who were studying MKUltra mind control. They knew that even though I was compartmentalizing memory of my abuse so that the rest of my mind could function normally as though nothing had happened. For example, when my father would sexually abuse me, I wouldn't think of it when I was in other situations. I couldn't think to bring it to mind. And they thought, what better place to store government secrets than in the brain of someone who can't think to bring that information to mind? And yet at the same time, because of the extreme trauma that was going on, my brain was also photographically recording events surrounding that trauma. So within that compartment of my brain was also a photographic memory. And the government was very much interested in that aspect of the phenomena of the effects of trauma on the human mind. They were also interested in what Mark has mentioned about when a person develops 44 times visual acuity. And I developed that as well. It's as though a person gets eyes in the back of their head. You know, my eyes were wide open. You could see whites all the way around my eyes, just so traumatized, and as though I was looking to see the trauma before it came again, before it happened again. And it's kind of like developing eyes in the back of the head. The senses become extremely super heightened, like the way perhaps a blind person would develop better hearing. And since I was not able to consciously comprehend what was happening to me, my senses were increasing dramatically. My hearing was very acute as well. And I could hear things that were going on in the next room because the hearing is heightened to that extent. It's a defense mechanism that automatically goes on in the brain when trauma is occurring. Additionally, this kind of sensing goes into an area that gives a psychic perception. I hesitate to use the word psychic because it's been misused in many, many ways. But nevertheless, the hearing is so acute and the visual is so acute and the senses are so heightened that there becomes a stronger knowing. And the government did numerous studies into the psychic abilities of people who were also abused. These all were adding up into reasons why there was a faction of our government that was looking into what the Hitler-Himmler studies had revealed. Additionally, when a person compartmentalizes memory, after so many compartments develop, there's no continuity of thought. There's no memory of what happened before. So when a person's out and around and they don't think to bring to mind the abuse, they don't know what time has passed. So after a while, there's no comprehension of time. There's no ability to consciously comprehend what's going on, and there's no continuity of thought. Without this kind of a conscious awareness, it leaves the subconscious mind open to be led. A person becomes highly suggestible. Any person who's experienced sexual abuse, especially prior to the age of 5, or physical abuse, or even psychological abuse prior to the age of 5, would develop this kind of a heightened suggestibility.
Okay, my friends, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to listen to the rest of this particular clip. And as you can see, there's just a ton of information here. Now, Kathy is a little bit different in that she was recruited in MKUltra a little bit later than most. And we're going to talk about the difference between her experience and what is known as satanic ritual abuse and how that ties into the global elite's plan for mind control. And there's a huge difference, and I want to make sure I explain that to you, because when we start talking about multi-generational cult members, multi-generational Illuminati, this is a process that begins on their young while they're in the womb. This whole process of dissociation traumatized the infant. And literally, women, believe it or not, have a higher survival rate than males do. That's why there's more women in the MKUltra program than there are men. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Okay. All right, my friends, welcome back, and we're going to continue with the rest of this clip. Afterwards, I'm going to give you a little bit more information, and we'll take it from there.
It's well known that when trauma occurs, people become highly suggestible. When traumas occur in our society, such as what happened 9/11, many people in this country, PTSD, they develop post-traumatic stress disorder. This PTSD left people unable to think clearly for themselves. They were very fearful. They were very emotionally distraught over what had happened. And when they're not able to think clearly for themselves, they're more easily led. So when they're told what to do by the television while those horrible images are played over and over and over again, they become compliant, they become apathetical, and they become so easily led that America began to lose some of its strength. to the point where the criminals that have been in control now for numerous generations took a significant step forward in their control.
So bottom line is we're going to continue this series, and because there's just so much information here and there's so much more to talk about as it relates to it, I also want to remind you that when you visit internettruth.org, you're going to see a banner there for Allison C. Allison C. kills viruses, kills parasites, kills bacteria, even kills MRSA. And let me tell you something, this stuff is powerful. And if you keep it in your body, it'll keep you healthy. I've been living on this stuff for years. If you look at my program and if you look at my website, you see I only promote a few products. That's it. Because if I don't believe in it, if I haven't used it, and if it's not tried and true, I'm not going to talk about it. And I'm not going to promote it. I stick with what I know works. And what works is Allison C. Okay, so we're talking a little bit about trauma-based mind control. And she talked a little bit about the experience. And the whole key here is when you think about trauma, when we talk about mind control, the trauma has to be so severe that it causes the mind to literally block it off, to put it into its own filing cabinet or own file, as it were. And basically, then it's a locked file that the individual can't access. It's outside of their awareness, outside of their consciousness. And as Kathy explained, once they've created this file, they can pretty much put whatever they want into it. So the trauma is just a means to cause the mind to segment itself, literally to create what's known as an alter personality. And it is an alter. And Kathy says, no, it isn't. And I would argue, yes, it is. And one of the consequences of trauma-based mind programming is multiple personality disorder. And you'll find that many individuals that have been diagnosed with MPD have been subjected to trauma, severe trauma as kids, literally systematic trauma. And unfortunately, in some instances, it was intentional. It was designed to do exactly what it did, which is to segment the mind. And so once this segment has been created, and it's behind an amnesia wall where it can't be accessed by the conscious person, then the only one that can get in there is the programmer, just like a computer program. The only one that can get into that part of the mind is the programmer. And so they set it up that they're the only ones that can access it. And then they make sure that they program specific scripts. And these scripts basically can be assassin training. They could be sex kitten training. They could be perfect recall. They could be all those things, and literally most of them have some type of a intelligence military application. So when we think in terms of the shadow government, how they co-opt and take control of organizations, and they don't do this through traditional methods. What they'll do with in the case of women is they'll place the woman in a position where she can seduce an influential male. And then basically through that seduction, then she can basically gather information about an organization. She can carry out an assassination, whatever it is she's been programmed to do by her handler. So the military applications of mind program, mind control, are numerous, my friends. And they do this stuff because it works. We're going to take a quick break. And we will be right back. You're listening to Paul Brockton Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton radio program and my website on internettruth.org, where you will find today's headlines, as well as links to other articles that matter. And I also want to remind you that you can subscribe to my free, that's F-R-E-E, newsletter. All you need to do is click on the banner ad in the left column, and it will take you through a set of instructions. It's an opt-in list. It's real simple. Just have to give your approval. And once a week, I will email you literally a summary of what we talked about during that week, as well as articles, videos that I've made, things along that line. Okay, so we're going to talk about a little bit more about this ritual abuse and what it leads to. Now, remember, this has a military application. So if you recall yesterday, I talked about the organization of the cult, the organization of the Illuminati, the organization of the shadow government. We talked about the philosopher kings at the top and how they believe that science is the ultimate truth. And philosophy is the ultimate truth. That's why they're philosopher kings. Beneath them is the military ruling class. And the military ruling class are pure, hardcore Satanists. Because if you think about it, Satan is the god of destruction. And what does military people do? They blow things up. They destroy things, right? That's what armies do. So at the top, you have the Luciferians. Beneath them, you have the Satanists. And we're going to talk a little bit about the military ruling class and their use of trauma-based mind control
to accomplish their military objectives. Now, I want to point out that in Kathy O'Brien's book, Transformation of America, she talks about her state of Michigan, which is where she grew up, and she talks about, she actually names the politicians that were involved with her abuse and also involved in the MKUltra program. And you'll be surprised at some of the names on that list. George Romney, for example, she accused him of being part of the program. Gerald Ford, President Ford, she accused of being one of the worst pedophiles in the state and behind a lot of her abuse. And she's got some pretty hair-raising stories and tales, but my point is that the whole purpose of life is to figure out what's real and what isn't, isn't it? What is true, what isn't true. And these people are masters of illusion. They refer to themselves as magicians because that's what they do, is they create illusions that people believe are real. And one of the illusions of mind control is you have this front personality that everybody says, oh, what a wonderful person, what a great guy, what a great woman. And behind it is all this trauma and all this corruption. And it's truly, it's a tragic thing. Now, one of the things about satanic ritual abuse is you'll find that it's in every organization. Now, remember, if you go back to the early 80s and early 70s and there was this big satanic scare that swept the United States, these people don't have that big of an organization. They're only 1% of the population. That's it. Their influence comes through other individuals that they've duped or that they've taken control. Now, if you remember, in the case of Kathy's father, he was a pedophile and a child pornographer, and he was compromised. The cult, the shadow government, was able to blackmail him into surrendering his daughter into the program. This is how these people work, is they usually go after pedophiles and their families. So remember what I talked about, how important it is to keep the Ten Commandments, how it's important it is to not let passion override reason? People that allow their appetites to get out of control are easily controlled by these people, easily manipulated, and that's how they are able to accomplish their agenda. Anyway, within Mormondom, the cult has also found a home. And now understand, remember I told you I'm Mormon, but I oppose corruption. And I oppose the cult. And I oppose the satanic psychopaths that are trying to take over this world of ours. And I feel it's my job to expose them wherever they may be. And part of that is looking within the church and pointing out that there's more than enough evidence to prove that these people have an unusual influence within the church. Unusual, my friends. And I'm going to refer to what's known as the Glenn L. Pace Memo right now. Let me just share this with you. This is written on July 19th, 1990. Elder Glenn L. Pace, then a counselor in the presiding bishopric, sent a memo to the Strengthening Church Members Committee on the subject of ritualistic child abuse. Pursuant to the committee's request, I am writing this memorandum to pass along what I've learned about ritualistic child abuse. Hopefully, it will be of some value to you as you continue to monitor the problem. We have already received the LDS Social Services Report on Satanism, dated May 24, 1989, a report from Brent Ward, Utah State Attorney General, and a memorandum from myself dated October 20th, 1989. Therefore, I will limit this writing to information not contained in those papers. And then he goes on. I have met with 60 victims. 60, my friends. 60 victims. That number could be twice or three times as many if I did not discipline myself to only one meeting per week. I have not wanted my involvement with this issue to become a handicap in fulfilling my assigned responsibilities. On the other hand, I felt someone needed to pay the price to obtain an intellectual and spiritual conviction as to the seriousness of this problem within the Mormon Church. Of the 60 victims with whom I met, 53 are female, 7 are male, 8 are children. The abuse occurred in the following places. Utah, there were 37 victims. Idaho, 3 victims. California, 4 victims. Mexico, 2 victims. And other places, 14 victims. 53 victims are currently living in the state of Utah. All 60 individuals are members of the church. all 60 individuals are members of the church. See, these people infiltrate other organizations. They're parasites. They're parasitical. They take a healthy tree, they attach themselves to it, and they multiply until basically the tree is dead. That's how they work. If they're giving money to an organization, you can bet your sweet bippy that they're taking a whole lot more out than they're putting in. They just want to gain control so they can bleed the organization, because that's what they do. All 60 individuals are members of the church. 45 victims allege witnessing and or participating in human sacrifice. The majority were abused by relatives, often their parents. All have developed psychological problems. Most have been diagnosed as having multiple personality disorder or some other form of dissociative disorder. Ritualistic child abuse is the most hideous of all child abuse. The basic objective is premeditated to systematically and methodically torture and terrorize children until they're forced to dissociate. The torture is not a consequence of the loss of temper, but the execution of well-planned, well-thought-out rituals, often performed by close relatives. The only escape for the children is to dissociate. They will develop a new personality to enable them to endure various forms of abuse. When the episode is over, the core personality is again in control, and the individual is not conscious of what happened. Dissociation also serves the purposes of the occult, because the children have no day-to-day memory of the atrocities. They go through adolescence and early adulthood with no active memory of what is taking place. Oftentimes, they continue in rituals through their teens and early 20s, unaware of their involvement. Many individuals with whom I have spoken have served missions, and it has not been until later that they begin to remember. One individual has memories of participating in rituals while serving a full-time mission. So, literally, while these people are supposedly fulfilling their church responsibilities at night, they're still participating in satanic cult rituals that are designed to traumatize and to segment the mind. The victims lead relatively normal lives, but the memories are locked up in a compartment in their minds and surface in various ways. They don't know how to cope with the emotions because they can't find the source. As they become adults and move into another environment, something triggers the memories, and consequently flashbacks and or nightmares occur. One day they will have been living a normal life, and the next they will be in a mental hospital in a fetal position. The memories of their early childhood are recalled in so much detail that they once again feel the pain that caused the dissociation in the first place. There are two reasons why adults can remember with such detail events that happened in their past. First, the terror they experienced was so stark that it was indelibly placed in their mind. Second, the memory was compartmentalized in a certain portion of the mind and was not subjected to the dilution of experiences of ensuing years. When it is tapped, it is as fresh as if it happened yesterday. The memories seem to come in layers. For example, first memory might be of incest. Then they remember robes and candles. Next, they realize that their father or mother or both were present when they were being abused. Another layer will be the memory of seeing other people hurt and even killed. Then they remember having seen babies killed. Another layer is realizing that they participated in the sacrifices. One of the most painful memories may be that they even sacrificed their own baby. With each layer of memory comes another set of problems with which they must deal. Some have said that the witnesses to this type of treatment cannot be trusted because of the victim's unstable condition, because practically all of them have some kind of dissociative disorder. In fact, the stories are so bizarre as to raise serious credibility questions. The irony is that one of the objectives of the occult is to create multiple personalities within the children in order to keep the secrets. They live in society without society having any idea that something is wrong, since the children and teenagers don't even realize there is another life occurring in darkness and in secret. However, when 60 witnesses testify to the same type of torture and murder, it becomes impossible for me personally to not believe them. I mention multiple personalities because the spiritual healing which must take place in the lives of these victims cannot happen without their priesthood leaders understanding something about it. See, this is the thing, my friends. There's people out there that want to combat evil, but they don't understand it. And how do you fight something you just don't understand? You can't. The spiritual indoctrination which takes place during the physical abuse is one of the most difficult to overcome. In addition to experiencing stark terror and pain, the children are also instructed in satanic doctrine. Everything is completely reversed. White is black. Black is white. Good is bad. Bad is good. Satan is going to rule during the millennium. Children are put in a situation where they believe they are going to die, such as being buried alive or being placed in a plastic bag and immersed in water. Prior to doing so, the abuser tells the child to pray to Jesus to see if he will save her. Imagine a 7-year-old girl having been told she is going to die, praying to Jesus to save her, and nothing happens. Then, at the last moment, she is rescued, but the person saving her is a representative of Satan. He uses this experience to convince her that the only person who really cares about her is Satan. She is Satan's child, and she might as well become loyal to him. Just before, or shortly after their baptism into the Mormon Church, children are baptized by blood into the Satanic Order, which is meant to cancel out their baptism into the Mormon Church. They will be asked if they understand or have ever felt the Holy Ghost. When they reply they have, they will be reminded of the horrible things they have participated in and will be told that they have become a son or daughter of perdition and therefore have no chance of being saved or loved by our Father in heaven or Jesus Christ. All of this indoctrination takes place with whichever personality has emerged to endure the physical, mental, and spiritual pain. Consequently, there develops within each of these individuals the makings of what I call a civil war. As the memories begin to surface, there are personalities who feel they have given themselves to Satan and there is no hope for forgiveness. The core person is an active member of the church, often with a temple recommend. As integration takes place, the civil war begins. Sometimes in an interview, personalities of the dark side come out. They are petrified or perhaps full of hate for me and what I represent. Eventually, those personalities need to be dealt with spiritually and psychologically. See, one of the things that the Satanists do, literally through this trauma, is they do open the door for evil spirits to enter into the individual's psyche. That's what the alters really are, alter personalities, evil spirits. And basically, when we think in those terms, there's a spiritual component here that it's just beyond the reach of basic psychology. Most victims are suicidal. They have been brainwashed with drugs, hypnosis, and other means to become suicidal as soon as they start to tell the secrets. They have been threatened all their lives, and if they don't do what they are told, their brother or sister will die. Their parents will die. Their house will be burned, or they themselves will be killed. They have every reason to believe it since they have seen people killed. They believe they might as well kill themselves instead of wait for the occult to do it. Some personalities feel it is the right thing to do. The purpose of this detail is to stress the complexity of psychological and spiritual therapy for these individuals. Our priesthood leaders, talking about Mormon church leaders, when faced with such cases, are understandably at a loss of how to respond. Orthodox counsel is completely ineffective. For example, some victims have been told that this all happened in their past and that they should put it behind them and get on with their lives. This is just not possible. Part of the spiritual therapy necessary is for priesthood leaders to assist with the conversion process of the personalities who have been indoctrinated into Satanism. Obviously, that can't be done. Victims must integrate their personalities so that they can function as whole persons and be able to deal with their problems and get on with their lives. Often, some of the parts will begin to act out, perhaps promiscuously, and good-intentioned priesthood leaders following the general handbook for instructions will disfellowship or excommunicate an individual. All this does is reinforce the satanic indoctrination of the victims that they are no good. Now, understand that this guy was one of the leaders of the church at the very top. And when this came out, it created such a controversy. There was just so much response because it wasn't supposed to come out. This was literally written for the highest leadership within the church. But understand that these individuals, these satanic psychopaths, there's no line they won't cross. And what they did is they created false memory syndrome to combat the testimony of victims that were coming forward, and there were tons of them. And what ended up happening, of course, is that a lot of people just said, well, this is false memory syndrome. Well, I want to point out to you, I have a bachelor's degree in psychology. And you go to the movie and watch the most horrific movie and walk out and see if it creates multiple personalities. It's such a ridiculous notion that a therapist has the power to introduce false memories like this into an individual. It doesn't even merit discussion, my friends. If you want to combat evil, you got to understand it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Now, some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton radio program and my website, internettruth.org, where you can find Drockton bullion. Whether you're looking for 90% silver coins, pre-1965, silver rounds, 0.999% pure silver, eagles, gold eagles, whatever it is you're looking for, all you got to do is email me, pdrockton@aol.com, and understand that I also can help you put together a precious metals IRA. pdrockton, D-R-O-C-K-T-O-N, at aol.com. And, of course, I want to give you a chance to call into the program. The number is 877-488-5350. And, look, understand that effective warriors for truth effective ones, you're going to have more than your share of opposition of bad things. But understand this, that they have their line. They can't cross it. And that's all there is to it. And trust me when I tell you, they have done everything they could to shut me down, to destroy my life, destroy me personally. And God just will only let them go so far, and that's it. And I find myself always in a better situation than when I was in before. And I'll talk more about that, but the point is God is just as real, my friends. And the key is to understand that. That there's a balance, that he permits there to be a balance on this earth between good and evil. That we have to be influenced by both forces, both good and evil, and that's what protects our right to choose, our ability to choose. And if we simply sit down with our families, teach them correct principles, then that's the best protection you can give them. Because at the end of the day, they've got to make their own choices on what is good or what is evil. Now, I oppose Mitt Romney. I told you I supported Ron Paul during the primaries. I believe that there's plenty of third-party options out there that are more than attractive. And the best thing we can do is word our conscience. And one of the reasons I oppose Mitt Romney is because of his family's connections to MKUltra, which Kathy O'Brien documents. And it's really not that hard to draw the connections. If you look at the state of Michigan, a very, very powerful Illuminati connection is the Kellogg family. The same corporation that makes everything from Frosted Flakes, etc., can be linked to one of the most powerful Illuminati bloodlines. And I believe that the Romneys and the Kelloggs were and have been and will continue to be very, very close. And they serve the same master, which explains many of the contradictions you see with this particular candidate. And as I said, there's plenty of alternatives out there. There's the Libertarian Party, there's the Constitution Party, there's the American Independent Party, and basically vote your conscience this election. If you know something's evil, don't support it. Cast a vote for something that isn't evil, something that's in harmony with your values. That's the most powerful message you can send. See, they have this thing set up so that they give us two choices. You can vote for the Democrat, which is controlled by them, or you can vote for the Republican, which is controlled by them. And the best way to break free is to say none of the above. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back second hour talking about finance, and we'll lead with the discussion of Bain Capital. We'll be right back.
When the collapse comes, are you going to be fortified?